everything is riding on this football game. So there's a special intensity, a special urgency. Here come the Volunteers. Wherever you listen throughout the world, it's football time in Tennessee.
Tennessee, the Vol Navy's making waves, and it's orange they bleed. Vol Nation's tailgating and they're raring to go. Yeah, when Neyland gets to rocking, it's a hell of a show. And man, you won't believe.
Welcome back.
Hello, everyone. We hope that you're having a wonderful Thursday night. Episode 6 of Season 2 is here. So long as our Wi-Fi works tonight, we're going to have a wonderful night. We've got a good show for you. As always, we're coming to you live from the Vol Cave. Josh and Spur with me again tonight.
We're here, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Josh is the defending dual champion. How you doing, Big Daddy?
For now.
I'm good, man. I'm good. Ready to take it home for third straight week.
Yeah.
Undefeated. Whatever. Undefeated.
2-0. Spur, you ready for some revenge?
I'm ready for some revenge. I need to bring that belt back home with me.
It's looked good on my shoulder this week. I don't know about it.
We will find out later in the show if Spur can get the belt back.
It's coming home. I ain't worried about it.
Let's give a big shout out to our friend and VFL Stephen Hensley for sponsoring our show. Stephen is your guy. If you're looking for better insurance, cheaper insurance, more reliable insurance, give him a call, 865-742-1672. Home, auto, boat, RV, motorcycle, renters, landlord, Airbnb, you name it, he can insure it. Give him a call. Again, that's 865-742-1672. We got some new sponsors down on the screen, Spur.
Yeah, we do. We do. It's awesome.
As everyone can see, hot off the press, 865 Exterior Solutions. Matt Cole and Chandler Kite have generously sponsored our podcast. Locally owned and operated business right here in our backyard. If you all listened last year and even this year, you know how we love small businesses. We're pretty selective on who sponsors our show. We always tend to the local businesses over the big, I guess, corporations. But we'll talk a lot more about Matt and Chandler from 865 Exterior Solutions as the show goes on. But a huge shout out to our brand new sponsor. Also, we've got Hound Dogs of Knoxville.
That's a big one, Luke. That's it.
That, that is a very big one.
It is a big one. Locally owned and operated as well. Excited to get this sponsorship. I know I do a lot of shopping there. I know Spur does shopping there.
I'm wearing
a shirt. I buy everything.
Shirt I'm wearing right now, bought at Hound Dogs. Love them.
Yeah, it's always, I mean, it's closer for us to go there.
It's closer for us. It's also locally owned and operated, and then true Tennessee fans, no doubt.
Great people.
Yeah, I always try to shop there. It's usually, you know, I usually go there first just to.
Huge selection. Sure. You know,
they've always got a good sale, lines, too.
Yeah. Local, small business. We love them. Look them up on Facebook. Go to the store or hdknoxville.com.
Yeah, Hound Dogs is kind of hidden. If you don't know where it's at, you know, take a Kingston Pike right there at Cedar Bluff. You turn right if you're coming from Oak Ridge on the Cedar Bluff. And you turn right on the Kingston Pike, and this is that first shopping center on the left.
It's right down the street from Academy, ain't it?
It sure is, right there next to Harbor Freight. So stop by and see what Hound Dogs. Tell them the Vols Deep Podcast sent you. They'd appreciate that.
Yes.
And inside of Hound Dogs, you're going to find Tennessee Trends. They specialize in Tennessee specialty clothing, both juniors and women's game day clothing, shoes, and accessories. Amy Maxwell owns this company, and she's actually invited Sawyer and myself to do a little photo shoot there. So I guess we'll see how the Valdaddy does with some modeling. Yeah.
I don't know about the Valdaddy, but Sawyer can pull it off.
Sawyer's
doing great.
Yeah, he'll do a lot
better. He'll carry you. It's okay.
Yeah, he'll do a lot better.
I don't think you can fit into the junior wear that they have.
Apparently, she's got something for me, so we'll see. Hopefully, it's not women's. But,
I hope it is.
But look up Tennessee Trends on Facebook. Give her a like. We would appreciate it very much. We are 16 days away until the Pride of the Southland marching band starts marching down to the north end of the end zone to form that power T. 102,000 screaming fans belt Rocky Top to the top of their lungs.
Can't wait.
All the talk is about finish. The quest begins on August 31st, boys.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult to think about a former player that wore 16.
I know a few.
I just can't think of one.
One or two.
What about Sterl the Pearl? He wore 16, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, Sterl the Pearl.
And old
Dewey the Swamp Rat.
Yep. Rick Clawson.
Rick Clawson. Do you know Dewey Warren changed his phone number the last four to 1616 because he said he's the real number 16. But you better get tickets while you can because Tennessee announced today all games have been sold out except for Chattanooga and UTEP. And that's limited tickets.
Yeah, did you see what Danny White posted on Twitter today?
I did. Danny, he's been teasing a Neyland expansion. Do we go three levels in Neyland?
Why not?
Somebody commented and said we need at least 110, and he said that's not big enough.
I think we need 150.
I'd love it. The more the better. I don't care about parking.
It
we can walk further.
I don't care. Ferries.
You could put 300,000 seats in that stadium and we'd fill it.
Build a parking garage across the river. I'm fine with it.
It don't matter to me. I want to be the biggest again.
Yeah, I do too.
I hate to interrupt here, but Edith is watching.
Edith's on here. Okay. I've been on the TikTok
Welcome back,
chat.
Edith.
We will hit the comments in just a second. For tonight, we'll have the norms. Start bench cut, one word, the duel. Trivia with a giveaway. We're giving away a Chick-fil-A gift card, some football cards, and some decals. We're going to have recruiting reports, practice reports. And we're going to add in a little segment called Over and Under. So I think that'll be pretty cool. We're going to talk about if we think Tennessee players can go over or under certain stats. Are y'all excited for that one?
Very excited.
Won't be long. We'll have our pick'ems as well. 10 football games each week, and we'll have to draw out of the cup of misfortune.
I can't wait.
Is week zero next week?
This is the last weekend without college football on TV.
That's what I thought.
Speaking of that cup of misfortune, I heard we had some videos floating around of some of the activities from last season that we need to get on this air.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we do. We got a few, but it's been slacking. We got a lot to post. We've got a lot to do as well.
And we'll be moving away from trivia and going back to our pick'em segment, so stay tuned to that as well.
Let's hit the comments. They are coming in fast. Ryan says, go Vols. Are you ready for some football? Yes, we are. Robin said, let's go, guys. Football is here. Michael says, what do you say, boys? Watch my first Vols Deep podcast nearly a year ago today while overseas, and I've been hooked. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. We appreciate that comment very, very much. Let's see. Edith is here. She's missed us the last couple of weeks. not going to read the rest of that.
And Amy confirms you'll be wearing men's clothing.
Okay, that's good news, Amy. We've got a lot of comments. If I miss them, hit us again in the box. Marty Allen Cox says, go Vols. Mason Breeden says he's taking back the title to the Big House.
I don't think so. The Big House is not getting the title this year.
I don't think so either. Let's see. Preston says 10-2. What do you guys think? Go Vols. I like it.
I'd be okay with 10-2. I want 11-1 or better, but. 10-2, I think, solid season, and I think could line us up for a playoff berth.
Yeah, I think 10-2, we're in the playoffs.
10 and you're in.
Yep.
Yeah, I think so. We got a lot going on TikTok, almost up to 1,000 hearts or likes, whatever you want to call it on there. TikTok, you all kind of get the short end of the stick, your sideways and everything else, but we do what we can do.
We still love you, TikTok.
TikTok's hard on us, man, so we do the best we can.
And Dustin Gold says Little League starts Saturday, so They have football coming up in just 2 days.
Well, high school starts next Thursday.
Next Thursday, that's right. Got a big game here in the county next Thursday, you know. Coldfield and Wartburg is going to battle it out on the first game of the season for TWSWA High School Sports. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, can't wait.
But before all that, let's talk about some news involving Neyland Stadium.
There's news? What news? Yeah.
What news?
Pilot, the largest network of travel centers in North America.
Never heard of them.
We'll be partnering with the University
like
of Tennessee. And, man, I can imagine having a Bucky symbol on
there. Big beaver.
But they'll be partnering with the University of Tennessee and Neyland Stadium. 20-year agreement, maybe more. You know, you never know. The pilot logo will be placed in white on Shield Watkins Field on both sides. The logo will also be placed by the press box by the new sign, Home of the Vols. This will also help with the $337 million renovation project that's going to be going on around Neyland Stadium called the Neyland Entertainment District.
You know, my initial reaction when I heard this announced on a local radio show was like, oh, Lord, no. But then they explained the details, and it's just an incredible deal. And Danny White, Donna Plowman, and you got to even give credit to Randy Boyd. They have done the impossible. Neyland Stadium is going to remain Neyland Stadium. Shield Watkins Field is going to remain Shield Watkins Field. And we're still getting the sponsorship money. You know, it's at least for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
So preserve for the next generation. And you got to give credit where credit's due. Thank you for preserving that name, Pilot.
Man, when you called me the other day and you sounded so sad, and then you told me without telling me, you said, you know, Pilot's going to be sponsoring Neyland Stadium. And I thought, oh, God, we're going to be Kroger Field of Kentucky.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, it's a huge deal. You know, it's a lot of money to come in and help pay for these renovations. And it, you know, keeps it from raising the ticket prices as well.
And as far as the logos on the field and logos around the stadium, we're not even going to notice that by the Florida game. It'll just be part of the stadium, what we're used to. And, you know, I predict that the new district will likely be named after Pilot. They might call it the Pilot Pavilion or the Pilot Strip or whatever they want to call it. I'm okay with that. You know, the money's going to be massive. They still hadn't released the numbers, but I'm assuming it's going to be in the tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars for his sponsorship.
Over 20 years, I think it's going to be hundreds of millions.
Yeah,
there's been plenty of logos. You know, I mean, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
It don't bother me. It's sink or swim. You know, with the money,
leave them off the jerseys.
Yeah, I'd say you'll get that in a few years.
I'd say so, and it'll hurt when it happens.
Yeah,
put a sticker on a helmet, maybe. I don't know.
Put the Flying J symbol back here.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, you know. I mean, do you want to win? I mean, it's the game is changing.
Unfortunately, money's the name of the game, and Tennessee's leading the forefront. And, you know, this deal is unlike any other deal that's ever been done. It's so unique. It's completely different than Food City done for Thompson Bowling Arena. You know, nobody likes seeing the big Food City logo up on Thompson Bowling Arena, but it is what it is. We got money out of it. But Neyland Stadium is going to be Neyland Stadium, and that was the most important thing to myself. It's the most important thing to Vol Daddy. It's the most important thing to Josh. And I think it's the most important thing to all of Vol Nation is preserving that name.
Yeah, I was getting ready to go over and start burning mattresses whenever they first announced it. Whenever you told me, I thought they was changing the name of Neyland Stadium. You know, I'm like, absolutely
not. Truth be told, right. Pilot's pretty smart about this, too, because had Pilot have changed the name themselves, they'd have called it Pilot Neyland Stadium, I would have never shopped at Pilot again. They would have lost my business 100%.
Yeah.
Doing it this way, guess what? Wiggles, I love you, but I may stop at Pilot every now and then.
Yeah, they didn't even try to, like, you know, take. I mean, they was all for just keeping it Neyland and Shield Watkins
Field. They just want the sponsor.
And speaking of Wiggles, it's time for you to step up and do the same thing for Lindsey Nelson Stadium.
Lindsey Nelson, that's right.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
We are live on Facebook and TikTok. We will upload the live video on our YouTube channel after the show. Also, the audio version will be uploaded wherever you prefer to get your podcast. You can also rewatch on Facebook as well. We look forward to hearing from all of our live listeners. Speaking of that, we'll go ahead and hit the text box. Liz says, hi, guys. Preston says,
hey, Liz.
What's up?
Preston, 10-2. We got some Cofield lovers in the text box.
Boo those
Kimberly
people.
Says, go Big Orange. Go Big Orange, Kimberly. Devin says, 11-1, playoff bound. I like it, Big Dev.
We love it.
Edith is in full force tonight.
Yeah. We spoke her into existence.
Hey, go ahead and tell Edith what your theory was, Burr.
Edith, we're fairly certain that you have another name. His name is Austin Swint.
Otherwise known as the Spank.
Yeah. Yeah. What's Spanky doing tonight? Is he commenting on our podcast quite a bit?
Yeah, under a different Facebook profile.
At first, we thought Edith and Spanky were together, and now our theory is Spanky is Edith. Yeah. So we're not sure. Matthew says you guys are awesome. We appreciate that very much. Jesse says 11-1, 10-2. Going to hit the TikTok real quick.
Michael Ellis says more so it's important to Danny White to keep the name Neyland Stadium, and that's a good point as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Danny White understands our tradition.
That's the best hire we've ever made.
Yeah, he's
build a statue now.
He's not failed us yet, that's for sure. Bo says, will interest rates continue to fall or will the Fed hold steadily? Or will the Fed hold steady? I'll hang up and listen. Go Big Orange.
Well, all right.
They're going to fall.
Yeah.
CMG says, what about the baseball stadium issues? They are, they're working on it now. You know, there's another plan there as well.
Yeah.
Press box is down.
Do you want to talk about that now? Because they come out with an update to give out that today as well. Did you hear?
I seen the article, but I didn't have time to read it.
Well, there's a delay in the renovation to Lindsey Nelson Stadium. It's not going to be completed until the 2026 season due to some utilities that would have to be moved, caused an unnecessary delay or unexpected delay. So they'll get most of it done before the 25 season, but it will not be completely completed until 2026. So
that's no big deal.
There's going to be construction going over there until 2028 anyway, at least.
Yeah, you've always got hiccups that happen. Let's hope it don't happen with Neyland, though. We've over
16 days.
Yep. We're over 2,000 likes on TikTok. We appreciate that very much. Please keep it rolling in for us. Last week, we went over the coaches poll that was released. This week, let's quickly hit on the AP poll that come out on Monday. Really, there's not much difference at all, so we're not going to spend too much time on it. Number one, you got Georgia. 2 Ohio State, 3 Oregon, 4 Texas, 5 Alabama, 6 Ole Miss, 7 Notre Dame, 8 Penn State, 9 Michigan, 10 Florida State, Missouri is at 11, Utah's at 12, LSU's at 13, Clemson's at 14, Tennessee is at 15, they were 15 for the coaches poll as well, 16 Oklahoma, 17 Oklahoma State, 18 Kansas State, 19 Miami, 20 Texas A&M, 21 Arizona, 22 Kansas, 23 USC, 24 North Carolina State, and 25 Iowa.
You know, it almost mirrors the coaches' poll. None of that's going to matter in a little over 2 weeks. But Tennessee being at 15, I'm okay with. You know, well, at least we're not. You know, at least we're not in the bottom tier to 24, 25. You know, at 15, we can move up fairly solid and fairly quickly.
You know, and at 15, you've still got that chip on your shoulder a little bit because they right now, if I say the playoffs, but if the playoffs started, we're not in. But, you know, the season's not started, but they don't think that we're good enough to make the playoff.
That's right. Give them a little chip on their shoulder still. That disrespect.
Yeah, I've got the same thoughts as I did last week, so I'm not going to waste, you know, a lot of time right here, but – I think Tennessee belongs around the 10 mark, but, again, give them some bulletin board material. Notre Dame, Florida State, Missouri, Clemson are way too high, in my opinion. Even though Missouri has a crazy easy road, I still think that they are too high.
I still think Oklahoma State's too low.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. They're too good.
As long as that running back stays healthy, no more drinking and driving endorsements. We think they'll be all right.
Jeff says we should be happier than Glee at 15. Let's see. Mason Breeden says he put us at 12, honestly. And Coach Ryan Jackson wants to know how we know his bra size. So
he was talking to Edith.
CMG says we are on TikTok, says we're losing to Oklahoma, Georgia, Bama, Missouri, and Florida. It's going to be hard to lose to Missouri this year because we don't play them this year. Let's give a shout out to James Pierce Jr. At this point, we should just set aside a whole segment for him. Mm-hmm. He's been, you know, numerous preseason awards. The list goes on and on. But as far as this week, James Pierce Jr. has been put on the Bednarik. Is that right?
Chuck Benderick.
Award watch list. This award goes to the Defensive Player of the Year.
And you know what?
I don't think it's the last. I think at the season's end, I think we have two in the Heisman race.
I hope so. That would be awesome.
You know, I will say, if James Pierce wins Defensive Player of the Year, that means Tennessee's going to be a playoff team.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's also ESPN preseason All-American.
Mm-hmm.
We're not done yet. James Pierce Jr. Added to the Lombardi Trophy watch
list.
That's
a big name.
That was just a couple hours ago.
Mm-hmm. That goes to the Lineman of the Year. And ESPN also named James Pierce Jr. today the number one player in all of college football.
That's
huge.
That is huge. And, you know, they were saying during the draft just a few, well, I guess 2 months ago now, that they predicted James Pierce to go number one in next year's draft. So that's right along those lines right there.
I mean, yeah, I mean, he's...
He could start on just about any NFL team right now.
Right now. The play speaks for itself. Yep. He's just... You can't stop him.
He'll be a man among boys out there. Man among boys.
He's going to get double-teamed a lot this year.
And it's going to open up the gates for the other horses because we got them. We got about 13 on the rotation that are.
And we've talked about our offense so much the last few years under Coach Heupel. I'm excited about seeing this defense out there on the field. You know, we've talked about our secondary being young, but, you know, is that a weak spot? Who knows? They're going to be so athletic. It's not going to be fun.
No, it's not.
So I'm excited. I'm really excited to see this defense.
I'm very excited. Not worried either.
We are very, very – as long as we stay healthy, we are going to be very good.
Yes.
And there's going to be some growing pains in the secondary, but nothing like it. It's been, in my opinion, in the past.
And I don't think on 4th and 31 we're going to forget to, you know, play three-man deep and get beat on the last second. Fluke Hail Mary in Gainesville.
Yeah, I don't see that.
I
don't
want to talk about that.
I don't see that happening either. Cooper Mays, he's been added to another award watch list as well, which is the Remington Trophy. This trophy goes to the best center in college football. Third watch list, I believe, for Cooper. He was also picked for the ESPN preseason All-American team as well. Let's see.
There's 40 centers on that list, so it's a big list. But we're happy that Cooper is one of those. He's the backbone of the offensive line, and it's where it all begins.
I think they voted Cooper as the second best center, though, in their top players.
Awesome.
Absolutely. So, he deserves that. You know, he's been around for, you know, 10 years. But
I think there's one center. I can't remember the name, but there's one center ahead of Cooper. Let's see. Nico, Keenan Peely, and Jackson Moy, they've all been selected as Polynesian Player of the Year watch list.
1, 2, 3 right there.
Yep, 1, 2, 3.
Absolutely.
Joe Milton, I'm not sure if he's on yet, but he's playing tonight. It started at 7 versus the Eagles.
I'll have to check his stats real quick while we're talking about it. Go
ahead. Christian Moore's been destroying every pitcher in AA baseball and has been named the Southern League Player of the Week. There's no surprises there. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll read your comments when we come right back.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's the Vol Daddy. I want to give a big shout-out to the Fairview Union. Great musicians, local people. Chad's from my hometown. They were gracious enough to let us use their music for our podcast. Make sure you check them out. They're huge Tennessee fans. You won't be disappointed. Let's hear them play.
Man, you won't believe that roar. When the boys find a checkerboard, the big orange is back. It's a fact. Volunteers, where you at? Get a proud, send a message to the crowd. Y'all better get used to the fact the big orange is back on track. Coach Heupel, where you at? Getting it done, having fun. Power team number one. Y'all better get used to the fact the big orange.
And we are back. Make sure to check us out on all podcast platforms. If you've missed any of the show or want to re-listen or maybe re-listen to past episodes, we have a lot of live viewers. We're over 2,000 likes on TikTok right now, but we get a ton of downloads on our audio-only formats. We're currently averaging 65 new subscribers per episode. That was as of Tuesday anyway, so it might be more now. But this show would not be possible without our sponsors. We want to give our friends at 865 Exterior Solutions a big shout-out. These guys can do it all. Roofing, siding, framing, decks, windows, doors. Matt and Chandler can handle any project that you throw at them. Their number is 865-399-3547 or 865-292-1772. Them are the numbers to call. Let them know we sent you.
Guarantee you're going to get the job done right, too.
Absolutely.
Let's hit the comment box real quick before we get into start bench cut. TikTok's starting to – they're starting to do the TikTok thing to us on there. Matthew says, Eric Ainge, get these guys on your show with Brian Rice.
Hey, we'll do it.
I don't know if Eric could handle us or not.
No, he'd get over it.
Mason said he would put us at 12, honestly. Kimberly is happy that Edith is back. You add spice to the podcast, whoever you are.
And we're getting a call in for the show if we want to take it.
Yeah, you can go ahead and take the call in.
All right, we're going to try this.
Remember, if it's no good.
You're live on the Vols Deep podcast. Go ahead.
Hey, boys. This is Mark Ellis. Go Vols. Doing what you got going on here.
What's going on, Mike Ellis? Where are you at right now, Mike?
I'm in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Listening to Cape Fear.
That's right. A couple things. About a year ago this week, I got in to Vols Deep podcast and listened to y'all do the AP poll, too high, too low. And last week I got to hear the same thing, and you know, it brought back a little nostalgia. But this past year, I've gained a huge appreciation for what Josh Heupel and Danny White have got going on there in Knoxville. I had the pleasure of serving with the Evolve for Life from Dixon County, Tennessee. Here's my commander. I was his first sergeant, and he was diagnosed with brain tumor this winter. And I had another fortune, a very small company. We had 46 people, but six of them very deep ties to East Tennessee, and one being a graduate of UT, served in the Dragoon Platoon, ROTC there. Reached out and got a bunch of swag for this guy. I won't mention any names, but Josh Heupel signed a bunch of stuff, sent it back right away. And once this commander recovered and he came to work wherever presenting with all this stuff, Josh Heupel's signature on it. And then those boys leave from the Middle East here in just a few weeks. I'm super excited. I think that's a sign that this Vols team is 11-1, I think, is about where we're at right now. And I think we'll be in the playoffs, at least the semifinals. I think it'll be a rematch between us and Georgia.
Well, brother, we'd certainly like to see it. We know that Josh Heupel is the man for this job. You know, Danny White's the man for the job as well. And, you know, thank you for calling us, and certainly thank you for your service. And
absolutely, thank you.
Pass this podcast along to your brothers there. We certainly appreciate all the support.
He might be dialed in right now. I called him today and told him to dial in with all the leads on Facebook. So he might be on the
You know, maybe here in a couple of weeks we can come to Fayetteville and do a live show right there on base. That'd be awesome.
That would be.
And another reason, so I'm calling, the Vols will play NC State in Charlotte in
September 7th.
You know, just a few weeks. Yep. I'll be there. Where's the tailgate?
We haven't heard yet. They haven't announced those plans yet. But check out allvols.com or our Facebook. We'll post the tailgates whenever we find out where they're going to be at. We usually follow the Hopkins tailgate. We'll follow the Hopkins tailgate or the Volunteer Club. That's where you'll find us. All right, sounds good, brother. Appreciate your service. We'll holler back soon.
Yes, sir.
All right, go Vols.
In the comments again, Jeff says, let's see, the Tony V. Tat Vol Daddy. Not right now, but I promise it's still there. We've got some James Pierce Jr. for president comments coming in as well. Let's see. If Boo gets playing time, he will make some plays. He's going to get some playing time.
He'll get plenty of that.
He's going to get plenty of playing time. Let's see. We're trying to hit all the comments. We're getting a lot, so I apologize for if we're skipping you. Miranda says, hey, Coach James Gibson says, Spur and Josh representing the Bulldogs. Great guys. Spur ain't wearing no blue.
Well, he knows where his heart is.
I'm just kidding. David says, go Big Orange. Let's see. We got
announcer, sir.
First time listener, go Big Orange. What's up, Troy? Thank you for listening. Amy says, you can come join me in G5. G5 is a great garage.
Absolutely not have to do that.
All right, that brings us to start bench cut. No need to explain the rules anymore. Let's dive right in. Today is actor Ben Affleck's 51st birthday. Start bench cut these Ben Affleck movies: Good Will Hunting, Gone Girl, or The Town.
I'm gonna start Good Will Hunting because Robin Williams. I love Robin Williams. You know, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck wrote this movie. It's just a great movie. The Town, I benched, and I've never seen Gone Girl. So
really, I've seen like 3/4 of it. It was really good, but I don't know why I didn't.
That's how
it.
I was with The Town. I seen about 3/4 of it. It was a really good movie.
I love The Town.
I'm just going to tell you, when I turn my TV on, it goes on ESPN, ESPN2. The SEC Network, or something along those lines. I don't watch movies.
What about ESPN8, the Ocho?
If there's nothing else on, that's what I'll watch. I guarantee you I'll watch ESPN8 before I will any of these three
movies. That was a spanky answer, Spur.
So I think I have seen Good Will Hunting, so I will start that, because I think I've seen it.
It's a classic.
I don't remember anything about it. Robin Williams is in it. That's how I remembered it. So I'll start that. I'm going to bench The Town, and I'm going to cut Gone Girl just because I had to cut one of them.
And that's the right order.
I'm going to start Good Will Hunting as well. I'm going to bench The Town. I'm going to cut Gone Girl. I love The Town, though.
Town. That was really good.
That was a really good movie. All right, start, bench, cut these Tennessee mascots: Smokey the Real Dog, Smokey the Mascot, or Davy Crockett.
This is tough. This is tough. Why do I have to cut one?
Got to do it.
All right, so I'm going to start Smokey the Dog, because when I went and got this tattoo of Smokey on my arm, I didn't ask for the mascot. It's for the dog.
All right.
Well, he's the best mascot, best live mascot in all the country. Mm-hmm. Okay. And no matter who is in the Smokey outfit, costume, they're great. They're always great, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to cut, as much as I hate to, Crockett.
Well, I love Smokey the Real Dog, but I'm going to start the Smokey mascot. I truly believe that Smokey Mascot is the best mascot in the country.
How
as well.
How could you? He is the goodest of boys.
He is the goodest of boys. But Smokey the Mascot, man, he is just, whoever is Smokey, especially the last 10 years, has just been absolutely tremendous. He's everywhere. He's all over TV.
I think there's multiple.
I'm sure there is multiple. But you know, they're always tremendous. They're good with the kids. They're always positive. They're always athletic. They do backflips in that costume. So
doing push-ups and backflips.
Push-ups and backflips. And, you know, he comes to all the other sports. You'll see him at Ice Bears games. You'll see him at Smokey's games. You'll see him all over. So I start Smokey the Mascot because he's just a great brand for our university and for our football team. I'm going to bench Smokey the Real Dog because, as you said, he's the best live mascot in the country as well. It doesn't get any better than that blue tick hound out there on the field. And as much as I don't want to do it, I cut Davy Crockett because I just feel like sometimes he's forgotten about.
Yeah, he is. It's with the classic logo, we had him underneath the Vols logo. But you never forget Davy Crockett. You know, Texas better never forget him either. Right. If not for him, you know, they'd be North Texas, Mexico.
They better be thanking us for Davy Crockett.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of Crockett votes in the comments. Let's see. Coach Ryan Jackson said he's cutting Crockett. Devin said he's starting Crockett. I am going to start the real dog, Smokey.
Oh, boy.
Hard to beat the real one. I'm going to bench the mascot. I'm going to cut Davy Crockett just because he shouldn't have saved Texas.
Yeah. Horns down.
Horns down. All the way down. This week is National Elvis Week. Start bench cut.
Your week, isn't it?
Yeah, I love Elvis. Start bench cut these Elvis songs. Love Me Tender, Burning Love, or Can't Help Falling in Love.
This one was hard for me because I love Elvis. I mean, I'm probably not as big an Elvis fan as you are, but I love Elvis. I went Can't Help Falling as my start.
That's the right start.
Yes.
Yes, it is the right start. And then, all three have the same start.
And then Burning Love was my bench.
Okay.
And then Love Me Tender, I have to cut. Even it's a great song. I didn't want to cut any of them. But it's just... Burning Love, it's just tears better than Love Me Tender, in my opinion.
As a wedding DJ, cheap plug to Spur Moments DJ, I get requested Can't Help Falling in Love way more often than just about any other Elvis song. So
you don't get no start. Hound Dog for the wedding?
I've not played Hound Dog at a wedding in a couple years. Nah,
Blue Suede Shoes.
So I'm starting to Can't Help Falling in Love. It's in my head right now.
Yeah, I love that song. That's my favorite song of his.
I'm also going to bench Burning Love, and I'm going to cut Love Me Tender. But you can't go wrong with any of the three.
Yeah, start Can't Help Falling in Love. I'm going to bench Love Me Tender. I'm going to cut Burning Love, but Burning Love is amazing.
You know, you want to get my conspiracy theory, look up Bob Joyce.
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it. Jeff says, Vol Daddy for mascot.
This is live.
I've seen it, yeah.
There's a guy, I'll post that video very soon. There's a guy, I can't remember, Houston. Have you seen the mullet guy who runs out there on the field to get the tee?
Yeah.
Yep, that's what I could do.
I'd be okay with that.
Mason says, can't help fall in love with you is what my wife walked down to the aisle to. Oh. Good plug, Justin Sperling. Devin says he's starting Love Me Sexy.
That's from
Will Ferrell, Tropic Thunder.
No, not Tropic Thunder. You're thinking of the
Semi-Pro. Semi-Pro. Dang, I don't know why I said Tropic Thunder. All right, start bench cut these seasons, summer, winter, fall.
It's fall first.
Yep.
Very easy. It's fall first, man. Because you got football, the weather starts cooling down, you know. Us bigger guys can breathe again, you know, and be comfortable. Winter is next because – who don't love Christmas, man? You know, and you still got football on the TV. You know, basketball season started. Summer, there's nothing worse than summer. I am dead every day.
Well, I'm starting fall because the boys are fall and football season. That is why I love fall time. The leaves change. It's going to be that third Saturday in October before long. Football time in Tennessee is in the fall. So the fall is my start. Guys, I'm an outdoor person, and I can't stand being cold. Boo. So I will bench the summer. I can be hot and be fine after on the golf course burning up. But I'm going to cut the wintertime because I just can't stand being cold.
Well, last time I went golfing with you, I was about to pass out over there. It was so hot.
Well, shouldn't have drank so much.
I didn't.
I'm starting fall, I'm benching winter, and I'm cutting summer. Summer is not for...
Like I said, it's not for us big boys.
Ida says, give Texas back. I feel like we should have that ability.
No, I agree.
We need Texas in November.
Edith also says, Spur is a conspiracy theory collector. Got to catch them all.
That's right.
We're like the Pokemans.
Pokemon. We'll come up with some more here.
Another one. Edith, Spur is literally Dale Gribble from King of the Hill. Edith is on Spur.
Edith wants autograph tonight.
Number five, last one, start bench cut these USA Olympic basketball teams, the 1992 Dream Team, the 2008 Redeem Team, or this year's 2024 team.
This one was pretty easy for me. Easy for you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Starting the 1992 Dream Team.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, all of them, Larry Bird.
Yep, absolutely the greatest team that's ever been assembled in my mind.
Absolutely. Untouchable.
Untouchable. I'm going to bench a 2008 Redeem team, and I cut this year's 2024 team because I just, frankly, didn't care for LeBron James.
That's my exact reasoning behind mine. I went Dream Team, of course, because, like you said, best team ever assembled. Then I went the Redeem team. You know, I know LeBron was a part of that team, but, you know, that That team had something to prove after, you know, the 2004 Olympics.
He wasn't the LeBron James of now.
And then 2024 team, because, like you said, I just simply cannot stand LeBron James. LaFlop.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of him at all. But I did started the 92 Dream Team. I did end up benching this year's team. Just the talent was crazy. I didn't.
They were great.
Yeah. I mean, should have played a lot better.
The roster. Yeah, roster wise. You know, this team was.
Hey, what about Euros getting a bronze medal?
Yeah, I've seen that. Big Euros. Cool, yeah. Happy for him. Then obviously, I'm going to cut 08. But before we get to recruiting and practice reports, shout out to Hound Dogs in Knoxville. All things for your home, car, boat, kids, office, tailgate, campsite. Show your Tennessee pride and shop local. Support small business. You can catch Hound Dogs online at hdknoxville.com. And inside of Hound Dogs, you'll find my friend Amy Maxwell's clothing brand, Tennessee Trends. Check out her Facebook page, Tennessee Trends. And I'm going to have to keep my daughter Ella from looking at that page, or I'm gonna be in some debt.
Zeros in that bank account, son.
We got David Jones says you start 92, you bench 08, and you cut 24.
That's the right order.
Michael Ellis also liked your all's order. Devin says cut spring sinus season.
I can agree with that.
Yeah,
can ingest a satchel of Richards. let's see. Michael says, did Euros log him in? I don't remember seeing him play.
He had a couple of points in some of the.
Oh, did he? Okay. Yeah. I never seen him, but I didn't get a chance to.
He was underrated as a Vol, man.
I love. He was. Euros. He got a lot of negative. I guess
that dude was a monster in the paint.
He would do the wrong things Euros at the wrong time. I love him. He's awesome. He came out to the school and done a lot of stuff for the kids. So, yeah, he's awesome. Let's get into some Tennessee football recruiting. Currently, Tennessee, according to 247, is number 8. And on 3, Tennessee is at number 9.
That'll change this weekend.
No big news really right now. But like Josh just said, Saturday, David Sanders, the 5-star offensive tackle, number 1 offensive tackle in the class, the number 2 player overall in the 2025 class, will commit. I'm, again, very confident that we land Sanders.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident, too.
Are you sure? I'm very confident. You know, he's – when we get him, not if, when we get him, that's the next anchor of this offensive line. He reminds me a lot of Trey Smith.
He does. And, you know, that being said, Josh Heupel and his crew has been tremendous on the recruiting trail. You know, we've already signed a number 1 recruit for that class. We signed a number 1 and number 2 recruits in the country. Then just wow.
We might be top 3 in recruiting. After that, yeah.
Somebody note that nobody's really talking about yet. I know it's a ways off, but Cooper Witten, the son of Jason Witten, class of 2027, he just got named as a top 25 player in the 2027 class. So,
isn't Jason married to Philip Fulmer's daughter?
I'm not sure on that.
I'm almost positive.
I'm not sure on that. I know he's coaching in Texas. Jason is.
Well, he needs to stay away from Texas.
But the Vols need to get on Cooper Witten immediately.
Yep. Make a phone call.
Immediately. I'm going to hit some injury reports, some practice notes here. Dylan Sampson is fine. He did have a little precautionary thing going on, but we're just very young at running back, and that's why he's not taking any contact. Tennessee scrimmage today, they did not go full contact. Taking a lot of caution. If you look around the country, Texas has lost 2 running backs. Mm-hmm. They're stuck with, I think, 1 left on scholarship, I believe. Missouri lost their star defensive end. Oklahoma lost their star wide receiver, I believe, today or yesterday. It might have been yesterday. So Tennessee, just they're trying to be safe. Nico did not practice today. He did not scrimmage today. They said that he just woke up not feeling good, was what was told. So not sure on details there, but I did hear from a very reliable source that he's perfectly fine.
So, okay. You know, we cheer against these other teams, but none of us want to see anyone get injured.
No, these kids are still, you know, out there working their butts off, and, you know, you don't want to see something like that happen.
That being said, the hype that Texas has gotten in this preseason – just went down a notch, Coles. They're down to 1 running back. That's That's certainly not good news for them.
Oh, no.
Absolutely not.
Doesn't hurt my feelings any that Texas is struggling, but
no.
Horns down.
But prayers out to all those injured young men.
Yeah, Gaston Moore, he obviously got most of the reps today. He looked great. He had a nice 50-yard bomb to Dante Thornton over the left shoulder.
Told you last week, man.
Yep, he looked good. He looked really, really good. He does not look like a former walk-on at any time. No. So it was all Jake Merklinger and Gaston Moore today. Good news coming. No more red jersey for Brew McCoy.
That's good news. That's certainly
great
news.
No more red jersey for left tackle. He'll be our starting left tackle, Lance Hurd.
Good.
And no more red jersey for our more than likely starting left guard, Andre Carrick.
You know, truth be told, we're getting healthier. And we're one of the few teams that can say that right now.
Well, knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood. Overall, just more participators in general today, but that were the big names that I thought were highlightable, I guess. Heupel pointed out that running backs Deshaun Bishop and Peyton Lewis really looked good today. Dante Thornton really looked good today. He pointed out Squirrel White, and he pointed out all of the tight ends looking really, really good. We've got three more fall camp practices, and then it's game prep.
It'll be game week before you know it.
It's game prep after that. So crazy. It's right here.
You know, I don't want to talk about Chattanooga like a Georgia State, but that first game is almost our walkthrough. So we should handle Chattanooga with ease. And you talked about Gaston Moore a minute ago. I'm curious, how many SEC teams could Gaston Moore start on?
I would – over-under is probably eight.
Eight or nine teams he would start for? So, yeah.
Well, two orange and white games in a row. I mean, I know it's orange and white, but, man, still, he's lit it up. And he knows the system probably better than any of them.
He does.
Seen it every year of his career.
Is he the next – I don't want to say Kirby Smart, but is he the next Kirby, like in baseball, stays at Tennessee as a coach after his college career?
Yeah, you never know. He obviously likes Heupel. Yep. So. Chris Brazel is looking amazing, and Coach Ryan Jackson points that out, that the post I posted, it was offensive PI, but you got to admit it was a sweet play. Yes, it more than likely would get called.
I didn't see a flag.
Yeah, it depends on the angle, man. Where's that referee standing?
Of course, the defense initiated contact. The defender's got his arm out there. The offensive player is allowed to react to that. So.
Yeah, I think more times than not, it would probably get cut, but you never know. It depends on while they're letting go, too. I mean, you never know. It
still shows the athleticism of wide receivers. So.
Dude, how do you say his name? Is it Brazel or Brazil?
Brazel.
Brazel. Man, I've seen the videos coming out of camp, and he is just – fast.
And that's just what they're willing to show us.
Exactly. He catches everything thrown to him.
Michael says, I think Thornton will have a big year. We have 4 to 5 dudes who could log 1,200-plus yards. Yeah, we have
7 or 8 dudes.
We are absolutely loaded, but we've got to perform. Mm-hmm. We've got to perform. Ada says, do we have another big body receiver that can block like Brew in case he goes down? Probably not as big as Brew.
What about that Leacock feller? He's a pretty good size.
He's big. He's been. I think he got banged up in the spring, I believe. But I think he's, you know. But I would
he's
say
a bigger body.
I would say that's probably your best bet. Well, probably
worst case scenario. You know, you got those tight ends. Those are bigger body guys, and they know how to block.
Yeah, tight ends look great. Ethan Davis looks awesome. I think we're going to be using him a lot, especially in the passing game. Defensive line is just. It's nasty. There's no doubt in my mind they're not going to be the number one defensive line.
There's something seriously wrong.
They're insane. And what's awesome is they're going to make the defensive backs that much better because
they're putting pressure on that quarterback early.
Just cover a slant. That's about all they're going to have time to throw. Yeah. Coach Fulmer on Nico. He said he's seen a lot of quarterbacks, but Nico is very, very special.
Said he is for real.
He knows a special quarterback or two when he sees them.
Yeah.
He's been around a few.
Only a couple.
Well over 2,000 likes on 2,300 likes on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very much on TikTok. What scares you the most about this season?
You know, call me conspiracy theorist again. Here we go. The unpredictable factor, you know, civil unrest, the election, war, and I'm not even kidding about that. Something go wrong in this country. That's what scares me right now because this team is loaded. We should be really good. Otherwise, you know, injuries or in the secondary or, you know, in the quarterback room.
Well, I didn't go conspiracy. I just went, you know, our health. You know, if we can stay healthy or not. Because, you know, in years past, we've had great players, but, you know, what do we have behind them? But I think over the last couple of years, we've loaded up, and I think it's next man up in Knoxville.
Two things scare me. Depth, I shouldn't say depth, I guess experience depth, especially at running back and defensive backs, of course, and then even at quarterback. You know, if Nico does go down, I'm confident, but I don't know. It's just scary, to think, right? About if Nico goes down.
We're on the same page, at unpredictable factor, what we can't control. Yeah. But what we have right now, I'm confident in.
The next thing that scares me are the road games. You know, you go to Oklahoma, you go to Georgia, you go to Arkansas, Vandy don't count, but – even Arkansas's loud. I mean, if you let them get going.
I go back to that interview with Nico where he said he loves playing at away games. That composure right there, you know.
Yeah.
I don't worry about that.
I just look back at Georgia 2022. I look back at Florida last year. I look back at South Carolina in 22. I look back at Missouri last year.
I don't want to ever talk about South Carolina again.
Man.
I don't want to talk about Missouri again.
That's what I'm saying.
Misery.
I don't know what happens when we go on the road like that. But
it was because Spur was with us.
Probably, but it definitely scares me.
Me and Luke went to Kentucky. We didn't have an issue.
Yeah, well, I'm going to Oklahoma, boys.
Well, if you go to Oklahoma and something happens, stay your ass at home.
I'm not going to Arkansas.
In your opinion, what would be considered a failure for this football season?
Why'd you have to ask? 8-4.
8-4 is a failure?
Yes.
Holy.
8-4.
Luke or Vol Daddy, you're going to remember this because I gave the exact same answer last year, losing to Florida, Bama, and Georgia.
That's your answer again?
That's my answer again. I gave that exact same answer last season.
With our schedule, there's no reason for us to go 8-4. Absolutely zero reason. If we lose more than three games, hell, if we lose more than two games, there's something wrong. Seriously, seriously wrong.
Yeah, I think 9-3 would be the floor.
Yeah, that's why I said 8-4 is failure.
And I would say in my opinion, I still think 9-3 would. I don't know. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. But unless, you know, Nico's hurt or something just horrible happens, I think that should be the floor. But I want road improvements, man. We need the road game success. Let's hit a commercial break, and then we're going to get into one word. Thank you all for listening to that segment presented by VFL Stephen Hensley Insurance and Realty. Stephen is your go-to resource for all things insurance and realty in our area. He will fight to give you the very best deal possible. He's sold nearly 500 houses in this area within the last 3 years. He's an expert and the only person that we trust. Call or text Stephen at 865-742-1672. He may even throw it in an autograph. What do y'all think?
Hanging on a mantle.
He might.
Might as well.
We will be right back.
Checkerboard, check the score. We're going to be on top. We're on ball. Bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Gators, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing our song. We're all ball. Bring it on. We're all ball. Bring it on. The Ball Navy's getting crazy on the Tennessee. We're tailgating, just waiting for that power tee. We're all ball. Bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Bama, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing that song. We're all ball. Bring it on. Bring it on. Get out.
All right, Vols Deep is back. We're going to play one word. The rules are very simple. I give a name, an item, a thing. You give me the first word that comes to mind when you hear it. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Always ready, Vol Daddy.
We got a bunch of 11 and 1 in the comments.
I'd be tickled pink with 11 and 1.
11 and 1. He just said he or she would like to improve, like to see Heupel improve on his composure in those away games when things start going bad. One of the few flaws at this point in his career.
I can't disagree with that either.
Nope, not at all.
And Coach Ryan Jackson said we could get another Dobbs to Juwan Jennings since he's playing for the 49ers. That'd be pretty incredible, Ryan.
Ida said, got to get those ad sound levels turned down a little. I cried and peed when the hound dog kicked in. That was Neyland loud. That was Tequila Edith loud.
We only know one loud, and that's Neyland loud.
We'll work on that.
We are not the best at audio. All right, let's play one word. Deion Sanders.
Question about this. Are we talking Coach Deion?
First thing that comes to mind.
Overrated.
Overrated. Okay.
Neon.
That's Neon.
Deion Neon. That's the first thing that pops in my head when I hear Deion Sanders.
Spur. Hold on. Got to fix TikTok again. All right. Drama is for me.
Yeah.
I'm going drama.
I still think of Deion Sanders more as an Atlanta Brave than I do a football guy.
I just, as a player, one of the greatest of all time. Coach, overrated.
We've got mouth and overrated both for Deion.
How about sunglasses?
Hey, I do have – we both have a pair of sunglasses, the Primes.
We do. We got a bunch of Go Vols on TikTok. We appreciate it. Give us a bunch of likes on TikTok, please. Jack Daniels.
7.
Tennessee whiskey's 2 words. So, I'm just going to say Coke.
I'm going to say ouch.
Well, I mean – yeah, I've had on them big jobs, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to go ouch. Vol Navy.
Amazing.
Experience. Because it's an experience.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to go sailgating.
Sailgating?
Sailgating. Edith for the Jack Daniels. Michael said Tennessee for Jack Daniels. We got a wild remark for Vol Navy from JC. Florida.
Piss. Because their stadium smells like cat piss.
Trash.
Stuck between weirdos and Cubans. Let's go weirdos. We got a dream for the Vol Navy coming in from Michael. Mike Tyson.
Edith?
I got it. I got it, yeah. Spurs struggling.
Holyfield.
Go ear.
See, I knew y'all was going to go that direction. That's why I went another direction.
You go iron.
Iron Mike.
We got some crazies in the comments. Ada says interview. Let's see. Michael says y'all were wrong last week, by the way. University of Washington and Pitt are the only other stadiums on the water.
We said
pretty
Washington.
Sure.
That's what we said.
I'm pretty sure we said just 3, too. So, okay. Britney Spears.
Psycho.
Wrecking ball.
Ball.
That's 2 words.
No, wrecking ball's 1 word.
Sounds like 2 words to me.
Well, wrecking then.
Get your panties in a bunch over.
I went bald.
That's all I can think of is like 2008 Britney Spears where she went crazy. Yeah. I think it was 2008. Hell, I don't know.
Sanford Stadium.
Pump.
Hedges.
Bald Daddy know where I wanted to go with that.
Yeah, pumping noise to the speakers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Artificial, there we go.
I'm going to go with mid.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Mid.
Change your mind to artificial.
No, you got to stick with your answer, son.
All right. I gave 2 answers then.
It's cheating.
I'll never forget seeing that woman fall in the hedges. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah.
Vol Pass says barking.
Funniest thing I ever seen on was TikTok. Surrender cobras after, you know, the Dobbs at Jennings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a Jennings vote for Sanford Stadium. Almost 3,000 likes on TikTok. We appreciate it very much. Texas.
I'm going to use this again. Overrated.
Overrated. Okay. Struggling, Spur?
Struggling.
I'm going to go junior.
Junior. It's two words again.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, I want to put them back in the Big Ten.
Big
12. Non-conference. Non-conference.
Spurs struggles.
If this was two words, it'd be Northern Mexico.
Yeah. Non-conference. There we go. It's one word.
Denzel Washington.
Two words. Titans.
Damn you.
Tremendous.
That movie.
If it was two words, my man.
I'm just going to go GOAT.
Denzel was awesome.
Morgan Wallen.
Party.
Nealon.
I'm going to go WWE.
Oh, the chair shots?
The chair. I like that game. I think it's fun.
I love it.
We got some GOAT comments for, I'm guessing, Denzel Washington. Yep. JC says chair for Morgan. We love Morgan, by the way. We're not throwing no shade.
We're not throwing anything.
We're just being.
No shade, no chairs.
Yeah, we ain't throwing nothing. Kimberly says chair as well.
I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to make it from Oklahoma to.
We're not. That's hell.
Knoxville to watch that concert.
Michael says Tennessee for Morgan Wallen. We want to give a big shout out to Amy Maxwell of Tennessee Trends, local company who designs Tennessee clothing for women and juniors. Trendy Tennessee clothing, shoes, and accessories. You don't want to look like everybody when you show up to the game, you know, 50,000 people wearing the same Nike t-shirt. Be different and check out Tennessee Trends and Amy Maxwell on Facebook.
You know where you can find that Tennessee Trends at?
Right there in Hound Dogs.
Right in the middle of Hound Dogs. All right, let's play over under for our listeners. And we might even need to know the rules, too, because this is our first time doing it on the show. I'm just kidding. But we give a stat, a number, and we predict whether it will be over or under that number. Are you all ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Nico Iamaliava, over or under 30 passing touchdowns this season?
Going over. And the reason why I'm going over is because I believe we're going to make the playoffs, and we'll have an extra game or two in there to make it happen.
I don't think he needs the extra games. I think he goes. I think he's at 30 before we play Vanderbilt. I mean, I honestly think
he's
at 30.
An average of 3.5 a game.
I'm going to give him an average of 3 a game, 3.5 a game. Yeah, I've got him between that 35 and 38 number.
That'd be awesome.
It's going to be tough. The real question is, can he have more touchdown passes than Hendon Hooker? Because Hendon had 31 in 2021, and Hendon had 27 in 2022. Obviously, he was hurt, though, early. And does he have the wide receivers? I'm going to go under.
Ooh.
His first year. I am.
I mean, he scored 4 in the bowl game alone.
Those were all rushing touchdowns.
Rushing, yeah.
I thought he had one passing.
Nico, over or under 8 rushing touchdowns this year?
Again, he had 3 versus Iowa, as you just said. So I'm going to go over here because I feel like in the red zone, Nico's legs is going to be one of our main weapons. So
I think so too. I had him right at 8, but you know, for purposes, I'll go over.
Hendon had 5 in 2021, and Hendon had 5 in 2022. I think I'm going to go under because I think they're going to be preaching to him to protect himself a lot. Yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised if he had over. But I just know Hendon ran it a lot, and he just had five. He just had five both seasons.
All I know is if you know, linebackers are keying on Dylan Sampson, then wide open lane over here, he's going to take it.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but as of now, I'm going to take the under. I really do think they're going to be preaching for him to protect himself. Dylan Sampson, over or under 10 rushing touchdowns?
Over. I got him about 12, 13.
I've also got him over. He's our featured back, especially until Kim Seltin returns. Opportunities are going to be plenty for Dylan Sampson to score touchdowns.
I'm being the...
You are pessimistic.
Yeah, I am. I'm going under as well. Jalen Wright had 10 in 2022. He only had four last year. And I think Sampson's a better receiver out of the backfield. I think once we get down there close, we're going to use Lewis. We're going to use Khalifa Keith. We're going to use Seldon.
I don't think it matters when Sampson breaks one off for 60
my
yards.
Opinion. I don't know. I just know Jalen Wright was awesome, and he only had four last season.
It's a good question, though.
Dylan Sampson, over or under 1,000 rushing yards this season?
I said under. I said while he'll be our number one back all year, I just see us spreading the ball out more. I like him to get 900, but not quite 1,000.
See, I've got him over, just over. I got him at about 1,100. I honestly think he'll break 1,000. If Jalen Wright can do it, he can do it too.
I've got over. I think, I was back and forth on this too. He had 604 yards last year. Wright had 1,013 yards last year. So Wright barely broke it. But I think he might get more carries than Wright, especially with.
Didn't Wright miss a game too?
I know they held him out or, you know, restricted the carries in some of the smaller games. But I do go over. I think, you know, especially with Seldon being not ready and stuff, I think they're going to have to use him probably a lot more than, you know, they're not going to have to split and carries and stuff like that. So, James Pierce, over or under 12 sacks?
It's the easiest one of all of them, I think. I think he's over. I think he may break our all-time sack record for a season.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. And I'll tell you one reason why. That man is going to be doubled so much. The offenses are going to scheme around him. And, you know, if he's getting doubled, somebody else is getting the sack.
Well,
do I think he breaks the all-time Tennessee stat record that was, you know, sack record that was just broke a few years ago? Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Kimberly says over. JC says over. Edith says under. Ryan Jackson says over easy.
I think he'll have 8.
He had 10 last year. He is going to be doubled a lot, and it's going to open up the doors for others. But I think eventually teams are going to have to realize, like, we can't double him because it's not going to. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to hit the over. I think I just think he's, I don't know, he's different, man.
It's going to be close either way. It'll be either, you know, right under, right at. Or
see, what's
right
crazy over is James Pierce only started 3 games last year.
Wow.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. 3 games.
And he had how many sacks last year?
10. So
that's scary, man.
I can't remember the tackles for loss, but anyway.
Change my answer.
Anyway.
Can't do that. You've already said it now.
Shut up, Spire. Nobody asked you.
We got an under. JC says Pierce with 14 sacks. That would be awesome. I wonder what the record is. JC, what's the record for sacks in a season?
I think it's 12.
Is it 12?
I think so.
Brew McCoy, over or under 5 receiving touchdowns this season?
I think he's way over. I've got him almost doubling that.
I think he's over, but I think we're going to have lots of receivers that's going to score touchdowns, maybe in that 3-5 range. Brew at 5 is about right, but I'm going to give the senior one extra one. So I'm going to say over on the year.
He's going to be a big red zone threat because he's big bodied. He's about the same body as a tight end.
We know he's going to catch the ball.
He's going to go up and catch 50-50 balls. We've seen him do that in 2022, you know, when we beat Alabama up here. But
he looks quicker right now in practice. Have you seen him?
Oh, yeah.
He looks so much faster.
Yeah, I posted videos of him.
It's
crazy. It's crazy how big he is and how lean he is at the same time.
That's a testament to our health and conditioning of this team.
He had 4 receiving touchdowns in 2022, and he had 1 last year, obviously, you know, got injured pretty early. But I think if he's fully healthy, I think he's going over. I really do. I'm pretty confident in that. We've got the duel coming up next. But before we hit the duel, we want to thank our sponsor, 865 Exterior Solutions. Matt Cole and Chandler Kite are the guys to call. Local business, local people, no better people to support. Call Matt at 865-399-3547 or call Chandler at 865-292-1772 for any of your project needs. Roofing, siding, framing, decks, windows, they can do it all. Free estimates, fully insured. Check them out on Facebook, 865 Exterior Solutions. Let's play the duel. Josh and Spur will battle it out over 5 tough questions. This is listener voted. So, in the comments, you've got to let me know to get the vote down, in your opinion, who is winning the duel or who wins the duel at the very end. Are you all ready?
I'm being ready for this.
Absolutely.
Question 1. Game on the line. 7 seconds on the clock. In Rupp Arena, you're down by 2. Who are you passing the ball to? Dalton Connect or Chris Lofton?
Go ahead, Spur. I'll let you lead off.
No, I'll let you go, champ.
No. I insist.
Oh, you insist. All right. I'm going to tell you who you pass the ball to with 7 seconds left. You said something key. The answer is Chris Lofton. You said something very important when you mentioned this question. In Rupp Arena, Chris Lofton is from Kentucky, and he was overlooked by the University of Kentucky. And the only man who would rather stick a dagger in the heart of Kentucky is Chris Lofton. So you throw him the ball with 7 seconds to go, he's going to take 1 dribble, and he's going to drain a 3, and Bruce Pearl's Tennessee Volunteers are going to go home a winner.
Well,
he's from Kentucky. He's from Kentucky.
I don't give a damn if he's from Alabama, Kentucky, New York, Texas. I don't give a damn. This man right here, Dalton Connect.
I love Dalton Connect.
You're down by 2. Chris Lofton is not driving and scoring 2 points. Dalton Connect's going to take that game over, and he's going to go dunk it and 1. He's going to shoot the free throw, and we're going to win.
So you think you're going to get fouled on a dunk? You're going to take the old-fashioned 3-point play.
Okay.
Chris Lofton's going to drain a 3 and not leave any doubt.
No. He's going to – Connect's going to go down and jam it down their throats.
Chris Lofton, the greatest 3-point shooter Tennessee's ever had.
Okay, but can he drive the ball?
Yeah, he's going to have to drive the ball. Take 1 step, shoot, drain it. Purest shooter we've ever seen at Tennessee.
You're telling me that he's a better pure shooter than Dalton Connect.
I'm telling you,
when did he ever take over a game like Connect did last year?
Oh, I'm telling you,
Chris Lofton's taken over many games. If not for Connect last year, we don't make the tournament.
We don't make the tournament?
We don't make the tournament.
Oh, no, that's crazy talk.
He scored 40 points a game almost in those big games. We had no offense if not for him.
You know what? I might say it. If it wasn't for Chris Lofton, there might not be a Dalton Connect. Because Chris Lofton was the first start at Tennessee.
I love Chris Lofton. I love Chris Lofton, but he was one-dimensional. If you needed him to drive and score, that would be like you trying to drive and score on me. It's not.
Nugget.
It's not happening.
I may have agreed with you had this been a home game, but the key answer was Rupp Arena in Kentucky, the only team that Chris Lofton wanted to stab that dagger
right. Okay, and Connect played better on the road than anywhere.
Did he win in Rupp?
Yes.
Are you sure about that this season?
Pretty sure.
Pretty sure. Okay. Good job, champ.
I'm pretty sure we let Lofton down big time. Yeah. Retired his jersey, let Kentucky beat us. Devin says Josh is spot on. Ida says Connect is late game clutch, but not necessarily last shot clutch. Mm-hmm. Brock says maybe the Texas game where he hit one in Durant's eyes.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Okay.
That was so beautiful.
And I'm not disregarding that, but you're down by 2. Why are you taking a 35-foot jump shot?
Because he's going to make it.
You said you're down by 2.
Because he's going to make it and win the game.
Okay, I would rather take my chances with a higher percentage shot than shooting one from Steph Curry range back here.
You're going to play 5 more minutes then.
Okay, 5 more minutes.
Just end the game.
Okay, what if it don't go in? Then you lose the game. Mm-hmm. Now you're the donkey instead of the goat.
got Spanky's on here. He's already voted for Spur.
Nah, he's just jealous.
Question two. When it's all said and done, which Vol to wear number 27 will go down as the better player? Al Wilson or James Pierce Jr.?
This one's not even close.
This is difficult.
Statistically, if Pierce stays long enough,
mm-hmm.
he will be better. But as far as the GOAT, it's Al Wilson. Nobody on another offensive team can look at that man and not see fear. I mean, he instilled fear in his
opponents. We're going to agree on this question.
When it's all said and done, let's say James Pierce breaks the sack record and we go to the playoffs. And
I don't care.
You'll make it Al Wilson's still the GOAT.
Al Wilson is okay. The GOAT.
Al Wilson, his jersey's going to be retired or he's not already.
I don't know why it's not retired
already. 2021 College Football Hall of Fame inductee, the 98 first team All American. He was 2-time All ACC. You know, and I will say, Al Wilson brought a national championship to Rocky Top.
Absolutely.
Now, we get a national championship with James Pierce, I may change my mind.
But
right now, the answer is Big Al
Wilson.
I'm
not changing my mind because Al Wilson could put that team on his back. You've seen it against Florida in 98.
You know, he was the heart. He was the heartbeat of that team.
He was the team captain. There was nobody meaner on that football field. And to play defense, you have to be mean. You have to be nasty. You got to go hit somebody in the damn mouth.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of Al Wilson comments. I'm not seeing any James Pierce ones so far.
It's hard to argue against Al Wilson.
Edith says, Al highlights scare me, and I'm not even on the field. He's on my team. Also on TikTok, everybody on there, we're right at 3,000 followers, or likes, I should say. We appreciate that very much. We got some Al Wilson votes there as well. Question three, let us know in the comments, in your opinion, who's winning the duel.
Oh, here we go.
Pilot and UT have partnered together. If you could pick the official sponsor of Neyland Stadium, which business partner would you choose?
I'll go first on this I got us on this one. Valdez, you're going to like this one.
Okay.
It's going to be the Vols Deep podcast, son.
Okay.
If I could choose.
Y'all better vote for Josh.
It's
now
us.
Now you might wait till I answer.
No, hold on, Damien. I'm still talking. Don't interrupt the champion when he's talking. What's wrong with you?
Just keep talking then.
Listen,
keep talking. I'm good.
You imagine that Vols Deep logo at the 25-yard line?
I'd look awful good.
It would look damn good, son. Wouldn't it look?
I'd have to mow a lot of yards. And pay for that.
We just get Amy to sponsor us a little bit more. And then, you know, my answer is I'd pick Stephen Hensley with Hensley Insurance. He's a VFL and the primary sponsor of this podcast. There's no better person to do business with. Plus, I have a feeling we could do a live broadcast inside Neyland Stadium if Stephen's name was beside it. It's a win-win. Move over, pilot. Enter Stephen Hensley Insurance.
We could do whatever the hell we wanted if our logo was on the field. I mean,
y'all going to make me dream tonight of sponsoring.
Bricked up over.
JC says Hooters.
That's a Florida thing.
What was your other answer? Because you told me your other answer earlier.
Don't put us down now. That was the top right there.
Okay, that's good.
I wish I had a vote. All right, question four. If we had to go 2-1 versus Oklahoma, Georgia, and Alabama, who are you taking the loss to this season?
The answer for me is easy. It's Georgia. And
you sure it's that easy?
It's easy. It's because I feel like Georgia's a playoff block.
Sure?
Yeah.
Because you're 0-2 right now.
That's fine. Not for long, baby. It's Georgia, and I feel like Georgia is a playoff lock, and the other two teams are not a playoff lock. Talk your crap all you want. You know, we need to beat Oklahoma and Alabama in order to get into the playoffs, I feel. I think Georgia's already a playoff team. I'm being serious here. I'd love to shut the mouths of the dogs. But in reality, the big picture is making the playoffs this year. So I feel like those three teams, we can afford to lose to Georgia more than we can afford to lose to Oklahoma or Alabama.
I agree with you on this. It's Georgia. No harm in losing, you know, to that team. They're so good, man. They're good every year. They're going to be in the CFP no matter what. They're going to be a top four team, I think.
So you would rather lose to Georgia than Oklahoma?
Yes.
Yes, because Oklahoma will be 6-6 at the end of the year.
Yeah,
it's just going to hurt us more to lose Oklahoma.
I'm beating Georgia. I can't help it.
I hate Georgia, but I'm thinking smart here.
Yeah.
But I think we see Georgia almost three times.
Spanky says UGA, Hype Daddy ain't losing in Oklahoma, and Buck Fama.
What you said, Spanky?
What you said.
What a tough question, Michael says.
Where's all my votes at? I ain't getting no votes tonight, man.
Devin says Oklahoma's the loss. That's what he's taking.
Oklahoma's at least a three.
Ain't no way Hypel loses to Oklahoma.
But you could beat Georgia and Alabama in the same year.
I mean, I'd be okay with it.
You think I'd be mad about it?
No, I'm just
I'd be pissed that we lost to Oklahoma and beat, you know, all three of our rivals in the same year, you know.
I mean, if we do a 2-1 split, I'll be happy no matter what at the end of the year.
Absolutely.
With them. All right, let us know in the comments who's winning the duel. We got the last question. Question five, who is the best 1970s rock band of all time?
See, this one was easy for me. It's Skynyrd, without a doubt. There were some great bands in the 70s, but none other than Lynyrd Skynyrd. They are Southern rock at its finest.
It has to be AC/DC. Their music's iconic. It's still played in stadiums worldwide. From Thunderstruck to Shook Me All Night Long, my son loves them. He knows the words to all their songs. And it could never be Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I'll tell you why. Because they have that song, Sweet Home Alabama. And as long as Sweet Home Alabama is Lynyrd Skynyrd's, they'll never be the greatest rock band of the 70s. That song is pure garbage.
I agree.
I can't support Lynyrd Skynyrd as the greatest rock band of the 70s with that damn song.
Okay, I don't care what you can support. They also come out with a song called Simple Man. You ever heard it?
I've heard it, sir. Shinedown done it better.
Shinedown
did do it better.
JC says Rolling Stones. Coach Ryan Jackson says Kiss.
Kiss is a good one. But, you know, AC/DC is just iconic.
I love AC/DC. I mean, I'm not going to turn them off on the radio, you know.
A close second for me might be Van Halen.
A close second for me would be the Eagles. I love the Eagles.
But it's not Lynyrd Skynyrd because they sing that Sweet Home Alabama. I hate that song.
I hate the song, too. I mean, if it was – but at the same time, they had so many other good songs.
And that one really terrible one.
Let us know in the comments who won the duel. Spurs up by one vote.
Make sure you vote for Josh.
Right now, JC says, are we tearing the goalposts down back-to-back weekends in October?
No.
No. We are supposed to beat them this time.
We act like we're supposed to be there now.
Devin says Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
All right, Spur, we got a draw. Jesse, you got to pick one, Jesse. Spur, we got trivia, but before we give out a Chick-fil-A gift card and some decals and some football cards, Hound Dogs, Knoxville. Brands like Vol Navy, Old 10, Tennessee Trends, Vintage UT, 865 Life.
I'm up 3-2 now, by the way.
And many other local brands are at Hound Dogs. There's plenty of checkerboard overalls there as well. We definitely love the checkerboard overalls. Show your Tennessee pride. Visit in-store, check out their Facebook page or online at hdknoxville.com.
All right, trivia question. It's a pretty easy one this week. We are 16 days away from kickoff right now, and we all love Peyton Manning. However, there's another VFL who has legendary status on campus who wore the number 16 from 1987 to 1990. Who is this legendary Tennessee figure?
The first one to comment the right answer will win a Chick-fil-A gift card, some Tennessee football cards, and some decals.
So what legendary Tennessee figure wore the number 16 from 87 to 90?
Michael says we're tearing them down in Athens. I'd be all for that.
I would be for it, too.
Burn the whole damn stadium.
Burn the hedges.
JC voted for Josh.
We've got a Todd Helton in the comments.
It's not Todd Helton.
We got a Dale Carter in the comments.
Not Dale Carter.
We got a Sterling
Jesse
Hinton.
Cooper has it with a Sterling Pearl Hinton. Sterling Pearl wore the number 16 as quarterback for the University of Tennessee from 87 to 90.
Congratulations, Jesse Cooper. Send me a message on the Vols Deep page or my page, and we'll get your address, and we'll get that sent over to you.
Now, are you going to give me my belt back?
Spur, no. Unless the vote comes in right now.
I don't think you're counting right over.
Give me my belt. It's over.
Hold on,
it's
hold
over.
On.
I promise I've counted right.
Give me my belt. Give me my belt. Give me my belt.
Spur one by one.
I I want a recount.
One vote.
Because that Sweet Home Alabama picked that damn band.
No. It's
God, this thing stinks.
It's because
what have you been wearing on this
thing? I took it to practice with me this week. It smells like.
Did damn, you really I'm take sorry. It with you?
Yeah.
I didn't notice it was gone.
Hey, high school football starts next week, guys. Make sure you're part of that. We're going to do a bologna eating contest for tickets to the game, for the Chattanooga game. So come out and see us.
So final count is Spurs going to win by 2 votes.
That's right.
I'm still seeing votes coming in for me. I don't know where you're seeing all these votes coming in.
Devin, well, I see Dev, and then I see Ryan Jackson went with you as well.
Jesse with me.
I got JC.
Yep.
All right. Thank you all for listening to us, whether it's live or after we publish our live. Check us out on all podcast platforms possible. That will be uploaded in probably about an hour.
16 days, guys.
We'll be
16 days.
We'll be back next week, and go Vols.
Go Vols.
Go Vols.